Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
War of the Roses time on the wake up call, and we're talking to Charlotte. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning.
So you have a boyfriend and his name is Brock, and you recently found something not on his phone, but in his bank account that is making you think that he is cheating. What did you find?
Well, I saw charges for an app called Dialogue.
Dialogue.
Okay. And I'm assuming that's a dating app?
I mean, that's what I assume.
Okay.
All righty. And what was the charge? Like, what was it like for...
Like a monthly?
Yeah, it was like a monthly $9.99 charge.
Okay.
Okay.
And did you look into the app? Did you Google it or anything like that?
Well, I did, but I mean, a lot came up, but a lot of it just looked like dating apps.
I mean, it sounds like the name of a dating app.
So, okay, we're going to call Brock. Katie's going to pretend to be a telemarketer, offering him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to. You'll be able to hear everything. We won't be able to hear you. Let's see what he does. Let's see what he writes on the card, and then we'll have a conversation.
Alrighty, sounds good. Thank you.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Brock, please?
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, this is Carol with and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long-stem red roses, absolutely free. And won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Yeah, that sounds great. Can I like hold on to it until Valentine's Day, or like is this something I have to use now?
You can absolutely hold on to it. To get started, all I'll need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Perfect. It's going to be Charlotte.
Okay. And then before I get Charlotte's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Oh, man, I'm so bad at this. Don't you guys have, like, a canned response or something that I can put on there?
You could always just say Happy Valentine's Day if you want it.
Yeah, let's do Happy Valentine's Day and then just, like, love you, babe.
Okay.
Hey, Brock, that wasn't real. That's actually Katie from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and I'm Gavin. And you're on something we do called War of the Roses. And listening in this whole time is Charlotte. And she, I would imagine, is relieved that the flowers were sent to her. Charlotte, you're back on. Are you there?
Yes.
So you heard all of that. And Brock, she thought you were cheating. That's why she wanted to do this. So Charlotte,
sorry, what?
She'll explain it. But I would imagine, Charlotte, you're feeling a little bit of relief.
I mean, kind of, but what is Dialogue? Because I saw it charged to your bank account, and it just looks like a dating app. See, you won't even say it. I knew it. I knew you were cheating on me. I knew it was a dating app. Like, you won't even talk about it.
What are you being charged for? Is it a dating app?
No, it is 100% not. It is not a dating app.
So
no.
Why is this hard to talk about?
Right.
I don't know. It's kind of embarrassing.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna Google it. Hold on.
I don't know why we didn't just do that in the first place.
Well, I thought she would have known.
I was getting served up a lot of ads on Instagram for these like AI like chat apps, and. You know, it's like, it's just fun. It's silly. You just like sign up for it and like, you know, you pay a little subscription fee and you get to chat with, you know, like AI bots. And it's just kind of fun and silly.
So why don't you just talk to me instead of sexting with a robot? Like, that's creepy and weird.
Is it sexting?
I mean, it can get that way if that's what you're looking to do.
Is that what you do with it?
It's not that big a deal. I mean, it's like no different than like watching porn. I mean, come on.
Do you sext with it?
Well, look, I have, but that's not why I got it. You know, I was just curious. It was, I don't know.
I get that.
Really?
Yeah, I guess I get that.
But don't you know?
You do know. I mean, I guess it's the same.
It seems worse than, like, pretending a stripper likes you.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend like it, like, sex robots, for instance, are not a hundreds of million dollar industry. Whatever. I don't think he's cheating.
Well, no, I don't either.
Charlotte, do you think he's cheating with a human?
No, but I think it's creepy and weird. I just think it's so weird. And I'm sorry to say it like that. I'm not trying to sound like mean, but like it's strange.
It's strange. Yeah, it's strange. But I mean, as we always say, we don't kink shame here on the Wake Up Call.
Right, right.
So if your kink is downloading an app so that a robot can say she wants to kiss your little face, then so be it.
Okay. That awkward silence actually is very
so
apropos.
You know it's time. Time to go.
Yeah, this whole War of the Roses. Anyway, have a great day. And I just want to let you know that we are real people.
For now.